let's rise early and shift the atmosphere. Today, we're dealing with the principle of atmosphere. It is Monday. Hey, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. That's what the Psalms say. So Monday, we command you to remember. We set a seal on you from this day forward. Monday, make a joyful noise unto Yeshua. Now, until, and everything in the earth respond and reverberate in unison with glee and joy in one accord. A joyful noise. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. I want to welcome you and invite you to ascend into His presence. You know, I've had the hardest time recording this day. I have tried to record this day twice. It is actually important that I record Monday before I actually present Saturday, because there are things in Monday that need to be stated and released first before we actually can delve into Saturday. Now, I did do part one of the principle of presence, but I did not release a fullness into, if you will, Saturday. That was the enemy. But I also feel it was an appointed time. You see, that's why we have to be discerning, and we can't put everything on the enemy. I do feel like there was resistance in the atmosphere, and I feel like much of that had to do with where I'm located and situated, doubly, specifically where I'm located and situated, and then also the geographical region where I'm situated. But that's okay, because we're about to do some things now, and we're about to just simply open up the airwaves, and God's going to take care of it. Amen. We already did that. We've made a joyful noise. That was the first step. We've commanded the morning already. We've realigned this day back with its creator. You see, spiritual warfare is not necessarily a toiling thing. It's not necessarily a tussling thing. This that we do doesn't have to be hard. Father, that you would teach us even now new strategies and tactics. You see, this is what I prophesied about this year, that God was going to give us new strategies. He was giving us strategies. It was strategic. He wanted to give us. It wasn't something that we've already known or knew. He wanted to give us blueprints into some things. That's what he did, Daniel. So Father, we say yes and amen. We say yes and amen. And you're bringing this back to memory on this day. So we say we open up to receive what you have for us, the downloads, the blueprints, in Jesus' name. Let me tell you a few things about Monday, and then we'll get straight into some of the prayers. So I've already mentioned that Monday aligns with the principle of atmosphere. Now that ought to tell you something right there, because there is a lot going on in the atmosphere. Monday is a very significant day. It proceeds or follows Sunday. Now, we've already done Sunday already. We've done two episodes on Sunday. We've learned and we've warred through and commanded Sunday as the day of praise. And we already have a psalm that we've located and found in the Passion Translation that aligns with Sunday. We've dealt with that, and it's about praise. But what is the mindset that everyone has about Monday? There's even a song about it. Manic Monday. It's just another manic Monday. I wish it were Sunday, because that's my fun day. My I don't have to run day. Just another manic Monday. And there are various other songs just degrading Monday, putting Monday down. Not going to say all of us, but many people around the world, especially in the United States of America or North America, we loathe Monday. We drag and kick at the prick about Monday. And what we don't realize what we're doing is, it's not that we're just losing joy. You see, that's why it was important that we opened up with joy. That we opened up the airwaves and we said that scripture reference, earth, you make a joyful noise and you put this back into this day. And Monday, you mark this and record it and remember from now on until you will make a joyful noise. And now we, the sons, have a responsibility to remember that ourselves, because as we move, as we think, as we are, we also can shift, either for the good or for the bad, the day. Now, I'm not saying that we're always going to do it right. I'm not saying that we're always going to wake up and we're joyful. Unfortunately, let's live in reality. That doesn't mean we can't get a check in our spirits, and that doesn't mean that we can't shift. So we think about these things, just a simple encouragement. And again, it doesn't mean that life doesn't happen and reality doesn't happen. But it says, Philippians tells us, when Monday comes, we already know Monday is coming Friday. We know Monday is coming on Monday, that, okay, Monday is coming following. There's a Monday coming up soon. We know it's happening. So we prepare for it. You know what I do whenever I'm preparing for something? I send the Spirit of God ahead. He's already there, you know that. There's no place that He's not, because He's omnipresent. But I send Him ahead. So that's something that we ought to start practicing. I send the Spirit of God ahead on Monday. I send joy ahead on Monday, or I send whatever ahead. Listen, we have to start learning how to have dominion. And I'm going to get to that. God made Monday, this day, for dominion and authority and power. We don't understand how much authority and power is packed into this one day. That's why it affects us so much. Because there is an authority and a power in the atmosphere itself. We must be careful. There's resistance, there's war that takes place. And you don't even have to get into the spiritual. You can look in the natural. What comes out of the atmosphere and the skies in the natural? You get all sorts of weather patterns and storms, and it doesn't just have to be rain or thunder and lightning. You get all sorts of things. You get all sorts of other things that come out from the ground or from the sea that can affect the skies. They all tie into each other. These weather it's the atmosphere. Do you see how important this day is? So we take authority over what has been robbed and what has been negatively placed on this day. And Father, we come before you and we repent. The sons repent before you for our negative attitude. we have had on this day. And Father, we also repent before you for not walking in our true and rightful dominion you have called us to walk in on Monday in the principle of atmosphere, bringing the atmosphere of heaven, bringing dominion, casting out demons, putting darkness at bay, setting the temperature where there is hopelessness and where there is no joy, bringing joy, where there is dishonor and there is no love and there is disdain, bringing love. That is what Monday is all about. Isn't that fantastic? Man, Father, that you would show us even more, God, even more, even more, even more. We want to be warriors like that. Take us up in the spirit. Hey, get us out of ourselves, we ask. Out of our flesh, out of our minds, out of our heads. It's about you, it's about you, it's about you. We ascend, we ascend, we ascend, we ascend, we ascend. We ascend to where you are, Lord. God created atmosphere on the second day, which atmosphere has a dual nature. It serves as a shield or protection from outer influences or inner influences, and it also ushered in hospitality for the remaining days. Do you see how important Monday is, but also the atmosphere? You see, plant life or vegetation could not live if the atmosphere was not set or conducive. It's important. And we are the atmospheric setters in the earth realm. We are that in the earth that represent Yeshua, that represent heaven. Hey, God, that you would cause our eyes to see these things, that you would cause us to know this, the authority and the power that you have placed in us, that it would not just be potential or reserved kinetic energy. Father, I ask that it would manifest, 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 manifest. Let it manifest, God. Let it manifest, God. Let it manifest in your sons and your daughters. Science states that there are 5 primary levels of Earth's atmosphere with a total of 7. So there are 7 levels of atmosphere in Earth. Each level dictates the temperature of air or soil, allowing the symbolic flow between atmosphere and environment. Atmosphere also releases gases that are responsible for the maintenance and reproduction of life. We have dominion over the atmosphere to transform the environment and to sustain life. We have authority to command the airwaves around us to listen to our distilling prophecies. That's another word for prophesying, distilling, or preaching. We can preach freely on this day. Hey, rain, a part of atmosphere. Listening is hearing with action. It means that air, water, weather patterns, etc. must obey what we say. Now, don't get it twisted. We're not Yeshua. We can't just say whatever we want to say. And you are familiar with how I roll and how I teach and the fear of the Lord in me. We don't just say what we want to say. We get our orders from Him. But we must learn to open up our mouths, and that there yet remains a grave dominion implanted within us before time was time, and then redeemed and reclaimed for us by the cross, the death, the resurrection, and ascension, and the confession of our faith and the infilling of Holy Spirit because of Yeshua, and because of the Father sent His Son, and Holy Spirit chooses to dwell in us, that we can't command nature. That's all I've been doing. That's all you have been coming into agreement with me doing, according to Deuteronomy 32. That's what Moses did. Go read Deuteronomy 32. Moses called heaven and earth and even the animals in the air and on the earth. He said, "Listen to me and record what I'm about to say." That's what we are supposed to do. It's a part of setting the atmosphere, the principle of atmosphere. Now, you are familiar with how I have written out by the Spirit of God prophetically a list of things that come against the days of the week. I'm not going to go through all of them. I do want to talk about a few of them, because Monday is a day that we must deal with. It's not the first day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. But Monday is the day that we do cross over in a sense of civic or business, from which we're crossing over from the worship or spiritual realm now into, if you will, the business or the world realm. If you will, it's a leaping over. It's sort of like two different realms or two different worlds, or you want to look at it, two different mountains. They're close in proximity, but they're far enough apart. And we have to have hind feet to where we can jump and leap far. And oh, isn't this just magnificent that we are in Adar 2, the month of double joy. And this is being released now. You see, this was God. God, we thank you. We thank you for your perfect timing. We want to make sure we're watching out for the evening wolves. Now, evening wolves are mentioned in Scripture a few times. I'm not going to go into this, but that is symbolic of a very ravenous demonic entity. And it does take shape in human form, and it also can attach itself to humans and possess humans, and these humans will take on the persona of this demonic entity, and these people will be very aggressive and very violent and very ravenous themselves. They can even be as false prophets. The toxicity in air and in water, both in the natural and in the spirit. These are things to watch out for. Storms that devastate. Darkness that occupies outside of its assigned time frame. Now, we covered that in Sunday, but this is darkness that comes with storms. That occupies, once the storm has left, it still lingers and it's still there. It fills the air and the environment. Predator spirits. Bondage to familiarity, tumultuous weather that is sent by demons, unintelligence, sadness, fatigue, all sorts of illnesses, cowardice, indifference, impassivity, disharmonious environment with the design established by God, and demonic assignments loosed through the airwaves, and demonic structures being built in particular over the waters. Now, Father, we lift all these things up to you in the name of Jesus, and we ask, Yeshua, that you would deploy the angel armies, and we put your name as Lord of Heaven armies. We put your name according to Exodus 15:3, the man of war. We put your name according to Psalm that you gird your sword on your thigh and ride on victoriously in battle. We put your name on it that you would war against these things that are warring against the earth and the world that you love, that you died for, your creation, as you are creator. And all things were created by you, for you, to you, and with you. Your breath, your ruach. Yeshua, the sword from your mouth, your word, would you extend that sword in war? With just a whisper, that's all it takes, with just a whisper, and shatter and crush and break and smash the heads of the enemies in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We cleanse the airwaves right now. We cleanse the airwaves. Let there be a purification over the airwaves across the nations. Let there be a purification over the waters, over the waterway, over the waterways. We thank you, Father God, according to your word in Isaiah, that you would pour out your spirit in dry places where the water has been locked up, that your spirit will be poured out and your spirit will satiate and saturate. Hey! Hallelujah. And rivers, 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 and tributaries of living water. Holy Spirit will stir, 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 stir. And the angel who stirred the water in a time of healing for the people to be healed. Let the waters of healing. Yes, yes, yes. It's time. It is time. It is time. Monday, you will be known as a day of healing, of joy, of joy, of joy, of joy, of joy, of joy. Let it be released now in the name of Jesus. I just want to read a few scriptures into this day. And then I'll end and release. Psalm 148, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Verse 4. Praise him highest heavens and the waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Verse 8, lightning and hail, snow and fog, stormy wind fulfilling his orders. We say, praise him. Psalm 18, verse 11, he made darkness his hiding place covering, his pavilion a canopy around him, the darkness of the waters, the thick clouds of the skies. Father, you made the atmosphere. It belongs to you. So we partner with what you created. And because it has the imprint of your sound in it, we say by the sound of our voices, worship your creator creation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 48, verse 8. Rain down, O heavens from above. Let the clouds pour down righteousness, all the blessings of God. Let the earth open up. Let salvation bear fruit, and righteousness spring up with it. I, the Lord, have created it. Now, Father, we thank you that righteousness is springing forth in this hour. Righteousness is springing up right now, even now, in this day. We bless this day. We set the temperature. We set the atmosphere. We say it's conducive. We say it's ready. It's prepared to receive its King, Yeshua. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus. And we glorify you, Jesus. One voice, one sound, one voice and one sound. We say, we adore you and we love you. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Blessings. Thank you.